You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 4, Episode 16, Who Are You? After magically switching bodies with Buffy, Faith pays a visit to Riley, leaving Buffy in the hands of the Watcher Council Special Ops Unit, who've come to take Faith back to England.
So, it's funny? I don't know.
My name is Gabby.
This is Kimberly.
Don't confuse people.
I'm Illyrio.
What? We switched bodies.
Oh!
And I am Ina from Norway. Hi.
Ina! Hi. Welcome, Ina.
My future co-patriot.
Yeah. You're gonna move here soon, right?
Yes.
To Norway?
Yes, I am. Norway is awesome because it's the second richest country in the world. It has almost no crime. It has almost no unemployment. It has all natural. It uses its own natural resources. Does it depend on foreign oil? It's awesome.
Hey, a lot of that oil you're calling foreign comes from me.
Well, it's just bad when, you know, one day you wake up and gas is like so expensive that you can't afford it and you don't know why and there's no reason and people are blaming this and you know it's not the... Anyway, what I want to know, Illyrio and Ina, since y'all know, why do the Scandinavian countries, why do they have it going on right now? When Europe is about to collapse.
Europe is not about to collapse. Stop being such an alarmist.
Okay. Anyway, why are the Scandinavian countries doing so well?
Well, we have a solid economy. I think we have placed a lot of the oil money in the funds and so on. We're saving money, not just spending it. And yeah, I think we have some good economic plans in Norway.
I have a question for Ina. Ina, is your oil industry nationalized?
Yeah.
Ah.
So it goes to the state, and the state you use it for...
Socialism!
They put a lot away in funds, and then they use a lot on the social welfare and so on.
Do you have a single-payer healthcare system paid by the state?
Yeah, the hospitals are free.
Wow.
And,
yay!
Yeah, well, you have to pay to go to the doctor, and if you want, you can go to private hospitals to get operations sooner than you would on the...
Oh, that's interesting. You have two tiers.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And the state pays for you to go to university?
Yeah, you have to pay a very small fee to go to university, but it's private. Practically nothing. You just have to pay for a place to live and food and so on.
Mm-hmm. That terrible, evil socialism.
Socialism is so bad it makes people live longer, doesn't it, Ina? We can't have that, can we, Steph?
And the healthiest economy in the world. So,
Do you do a lot of geothermal? Not you personally, Ina, but Norway.
What's that?
Do you generate a lot of electricity from geothermal turbines?
They do hydro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of hydro power.
Okay, hydro. Okay, so that's like Quebec. We have like some of the largest hydroelectric dams in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for playing a geography quiz on Potential Cast, everyone. Now let's talk about the episode.
Yay!
Okay, I have to get this out of the way. This episode is proof of how horrible an actress Eliza Dushku is. Because Sarah Michelle Gellar, who... Would anyone give Sarah Michelle Gellar an award for acting? Anyone here?
Not really.
In this episode, I would, because she made me like Faith.
Yeah, because she's not as horrible as Elijah Dushku is as an actress. Folks, if you...
Folks.
Lala. Let me tell you right now. This episode, to me, was conclusive proof that Elijah Dushku is worthless as an actress. Because Sarah Michelle Gellar, who acts like Buffy and whom I find annoying, who I find too wishy-washy around men, when they give her the Faith character, out of the park. Multiple mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal performance.
Yep.
And Elijah was just trying to play a stuck-up little girl.
Yep.
And still delivered it poorly.
She was so not convincing as Buffy to me that it was crazy.
Yeah.
But Buffy was, not only was she a super convincing Faith, but I liked Buffy as a badass.
I know.
And I would like, and I liked Faith with her being Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was remarkable. I was blown away by that. The scene at the Bronze where she just sits down wearing the leather pants and just puts her legs like one on the couch, one on the... Perfect. That's exactly. The thing is, it didn't feel like pantomiming. It didn't feel like she was just imitating someone. She was actually performing the character that should have been coming out of Faith all along.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Dushku plays Faith like a little girl pretending to be older.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar played her as a badass. When she started seducing Spike, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a bit, yeah.
That was ridiculously awesome. Like, I have very little negative to say about this episode. And it was all because of Sarah Michelle Gellar's performance.
She was great, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think Eliza Dushku was that bad, because in the scene with Giles...
Mm-hmm.
I thought she let,
good
channel
point.
Buffy.
Very good point. You're absolutely right. That was actually very touching. I had forgotten. But that's because I'm filled with hate for Elijah Dushku. Oh, I'm a horrible person.
But Ina, why do you enjoy this episode so much?
Well, I like Faith a lot.
I do too. She's funky.
I enjoy her. I think she's a great foil for Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good contrast to Buffy. And she's... I don't know, I just enjoy her on the screen. And this episode is so great. It's one of my favorites, all-time favorites in Buffy.
Yeah, like Faith, you know, calls Buffy... Buffy is uptight. According to Faith. And Faith is just... She's just uninhibited and just wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we see a lot of growth in Faith in this episode as well.
Yeah.
She changes in the course of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
From trying to pretend to be Buffy to actually... kind of feeling how it is to have the Scoobies and have a boyfriend who loves you.
That's part of it, because I think that was all because of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
But I totally know what you mean. I actually started really feeling for Faith in this episode, especially when Riley said I love you, and she was like, she went bonkers. She's like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, get off me.
Yeah, and the fight in the church at the end.
Yeah, awesome.
I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
She's yelling at herself.
Yeah, that's all the self-loathing and self-hate that she has. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do feedback.
Feedback. I think we have some email stuff.
Okay, since you read all of them last time, I'll read Christopher Dunning. Who are you? High potentials. I really love this two-parter, especially Who Are You? Joss brilliantly reworks the body swap trope and explores identity and where the self is. I see the seeds of Dollhouse in this episode. Some things I love and some questions they raise. Fuffy practicing Buffy-isms in front of the mirror as early stages of adopting Buffy's identity so she can pass for her. She's not taking it that seriously yet, but she knows that she'll have to be convincing. In the previous scenes with Joyce, she had a couple of slips and realized she's going to need to put some effort into pulling this off. Willow, struggling with her identity, sexuality, in terms of her relationship to Tara, who she is in the group, revolves around slaying versus who she is with Tara, magic, intimacy. How do we change our behavior identity to be different depending on who we are with? Ah, yes, very interesting. Does Joyce really own a lipstick color called Harlot?
That's for her dates with Giles on the side.
Is there really such a color? Does Buffy tell her to burn it to hide herself because she's sensitive to giving away her identity, or because she's already feeling some self-disgust? Or both? Oh, bless your heart, Midnight. Buffy's literal identity theft when she takes Buffy's passport and uses her credit card, but she has really taken her identity, or just the external appearance. At Giles' apartment, Willow doesn't really notice that Buffy is different. Is this because they are not spending as much time together lately?
What was that? Say that again? I missed that last sentence.
At Giles' apartment, Willow doesn't really notice that Buffy is different.
Oh, right.
Is it because they aren't spending as much time together lately? They're kind of growing apart a little bit. Buffy is with Riley a lot and Willow is with Tara. Or is it because they've gotten used to hiding things from each other? Or is it because Willow is inclined to accept external appearance over behavior? If it's that, what does this say about Willow? And does Tara see the wrongness of faith in Buffy at the Bronze because she doesn't already know Buffy? Buffy giving her take on Buffy's personality to Spike as she undermines that same identity, i.e. having fun is as someone who has no fun. Meanwhile, Buffy is trapped in Faith's body identity and gets spit on, treated as a psychopath, etc., perhaps in the same way Faith has felt trapped in her own identity. How do we deal with the choices we've made, the patterns of behavior, and others' expectations of who we are? Buffy having to fight the vamp at the Bronze to keep her identity as Buffy. The seduction of Riley. What role do we play in our relationships? Do we ever really know each other? And the exploration of role-playing in sexual relationships. Again, Dollhouse. How true are the roles we play to who we really are? Willow introducing Tara to
Faith. Oh. Buffy is Faith.
Oh, okay. Buffy is Faith at Giles' apartment and saying this is the real Buffy without any irony. The body doesn't matter and who is inside it that it does. Faith has fully adopted Buffy's identity by the end, returns from the airport to fight vamps, and in doing so, winds up back in her own body and identity. I hope you all enjoyed the episode. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Christopher. Okay.
I can read Moira's.
Go right ahead.
Hi, Gax and Guest. Long time since I wrote in. Last time I had a hate on for Faith. Well, she's back, and I am amazed to say I love this episode. Seeing both actresses get to stretch their limits and mimic the mannerisms of the other was so much fun to behold. I think the scene at the end where Buffy in Faith's body confronts Giles, asking that he recognize the Buffy within, really shows the actress can mimic Buffy's speech mannerisms beautifully. And it's fun to see SMG, Sarah Michelle Gellar, all tarted up Faith style. Poor Riley. He has no idea what to do with a sexy bad kitty. Are those pleather pants? It's that harlot shade of lipstick. She's working it. The scene between Spike and Buffy at the Bronze was absolutely epic. This has to be a fan favorite. Keep in mind, I'm a newbie, so I don't know for sure, but come on. Oh my god, the quotes. Poor Spikey. I agree with the gags. You're destined to become a Scooby. No payback. you probably won't even get that promised wild ride. Sad face. Of Tara and Willow performing the ritual to reach the Netherworlds.
That was a bit weird.
That was amazing!
That was a weird climactic.
I felt very uncomfortable watching that.
I did not. I was very comfortable watching it. I have only this to say. Sorry, Moira continues. I have only this to say. I'll have what they're having. Holy climax metaphor, Batman. With the ragged breathing and the sweating and the fall backward with perfectly arched back. Well, you see my point. Whenever Adam comes on screen, I just hear blah, 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 blah. I could care less about him. I think you mean I couldn't care less about him, Moira. Now. Grammar. If he's the season's big bad substitute, he sucks. Please remove that trash soon, Buffy. But the really intriguing thing for me about this episode is watching the seeds of change get planted in Faith. She stakes the vamp at the bronze, and the victim's thank you starts a wee crack in her emotional armor. Then she gets Scooby time. Chip, chip, chip. Then it's the I love you from Riley. That just about collapses her whole facade. Is this what it's like to be cared for? To be appreciated? Faith is out of her element. So when she sees that news report, she gets drawn in. She wants to feel worthwhile again. At least that's my take on it. We'll be keen to hear yours. Oh, Buffy, we've not seen the last of Faith. Bet on it. She'll be back. But to my amazement, I actually am anticipating her return with glee. What the heck? You Buffy veterans keep threatening I'd grow to enjoy her crap. It might just be happening. As always, love you crazy lot, and a special wave for your guest of the week, too. I will continue to follow along with you and listen every week, Moira. Sent from her iPad.
Thank you, Moira.
Nice.
Thank you, Moira's iPad.
Thanks.
Yeah, she says, you know, she talks about that must be iconic with Spike and Faith at the Bronze. What's iconic is the Faith in Buffy's body in front of the mirror trying to mimic, you know. That's iconic. All right, you want me to read from Barbara J. Anderson?
Yeah.
Barbara J. Anderson. Dearest Gax and Mystery Guest, seriously, don't look. Spoilers ahead. Really, don't look. Okay, you should be good now. To be perfectly honest, I don't know how you guys will react to this episode. Me, I love it. Apparently, one of my favorite tropes on television is switched identities, alternate universes, see my love for the Wish and Doppelgangland, because it gives the actor something different to do. Yes, I agree. Also, and as such a look at a different part of the range of the particular actor. That is what's so great about genre shows is you see the actors can play different characters so easily. Barbara goes on to say, first of all, were you aware from the last episode that they had switched bodies simply on the fact that Faith says 5x5 in Buffy's body?
Yes.
I think this episode is a rare spotlight for Sarah Michelle Gellar, her comedic side. Her scene in front of the mirror as Faith figures out how exactly to act like Buffy is priceless. And there are plenty, and there are GIFs plenty on many a Tumblr site of just that scene. She also does a really good job of acting like Faith, but also acting like Faith acting like Buffy. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially with her physicality. Maybe better than what Dushku does in the episode.
Maybe. Yes. Scratch that. Obviously better.
I love the continuation of the Faith Willow hatred with the daydream. Did you guys realize that it was a daydream or a fantasy before it ended?
Not right away. I was very, very pleased that it was.
But let's be real. It is sad that hardly anyone notices that it isn't Buffy. Does her newly found sexualized language wave a red flag to her friends, especially Spike and Xander, who in theory should know that the only people who should know about his sexual activities is Faith and Anya, because I have a feeling that Willow and regular Buffy wouldn't care. The fact that Tara, who barely knows her, knows there is something wrong is somewhat scary to me. Not even Riley noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Methinks that Illyrio and Kim?
Pardon?
What is
it? I think so.
Illyrio and Kim, yes, will have added another notch to the Why We Hate Riley column after this episode. Gabby, did you, yes, love the callback to the pack?
Yes.
That was a thrill.
Absolutely. Yeah. I giggled.
So did I.
What, awesome, did you guys think of the Willow and Tara spellcasting scene?
Sexy.
Hot.
Super sexy.
So hot.
What about the Buffy Faith fight scene?
Yeah, it's a Buffy Faith fight scene.
It's pretty good.
Sorry if I have been asking so many questions. I just love hearing your opinions on every episode. Overall, despite my relatively minor critiques, this is a seemingly two-off episode that has serious repercussions throughout the rest of the season, I suspect. I would give it a 8.5 out of 10 former stick drivers.
That's awesome!
Or if I stole someone's quote. Have a great podcast and keep up the amazing work. BJ Anderson. Oh, Barbara is BJ. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Gotcha. Okay. Facebook group.
Woo-hoo. There, wow, are 32 comments.
Yes.
Let's just do a random sampling of 7. Let's do that. Is that cool?
Okay. It's not opening.
Oh, Facebook.
Still?
Yes.
Facebook's up. All right. I will be the hatchet man. Folks, we love you all equally. Here's my hatchet job.
What is up with you, Facebook?
They're undervalued and they're panicking. Paul Mackey says, eager to find out if Gak think the duck shoot as Geller was as good as Geller as duck shoot. I love how you're right, Dushku. And please pardon my use of the Kevin Smithism. Rachel Hughes. Oh, God. All right. I committed. I read your name. I find it difficult to compare the two because Elijah Dushku got so little screen time, and also because Sarah Michelle Gellar had a taller order. Playing Elijah Dushku playing Faith, either straight up in Buffy's body or Buffy as Faith sees her, and then a Faith that we've never seen before. She nails some of Elijah Dushku's habits and traits. Example, dropping her eyelids, sneaking in a bit of her accent, sitting, stretching inappropriately, her physicality, etc. I would have loved to see more Faith, because Elijah Dushku was priceless in Joss's apartment as spazzy, kind of clueless Buffy, but I suppose Joss didn't want to do a straight body swap story. Always have to put a twist on things, that Joss. It's very strange to get a huge character development episode when it's a different actor playing that character. Monique Leonard says, one of my favorite episodes, Sarah Michelle Gellar as Faith playing Buffy is hysterical at first, then later you really see her grow. You guys still there?
Yes.
We're listening.
Yeah.
Rachel Horn, Adam's awkward Tony Robbins speeches are what prevents me from awarding a 10 out of 10 for this episode. His scenes, especially the one with the vampire gang, take me completely out of the episode.
Yes.
You know what? The rest of it was so good, I forgot about all that crap.
Mm.
It was awful. Chris Collin, I've always really liked this two-parter. I think the body-switching plot device is exactly what Faith needed. A taste of the life she could have had, and enough physical distance from her old self made her realize how badly she screwed up. I agree with everyone about the amazingness that is the scene where Fuffy beats the crap out of herself. Nutty Nuchas, all I can ever say is, oh my god, awesome sauce. We also see here how much of a better actress Sarah Michelle Gellar is than Eliza. Thank you, Nutty!
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Rich says, I may agree with both of you. I'm not going to contextualize it. I'm just doing a hatchet job. Rich also says, Faith laughing in her head while she's practicing being Buffy in the mirror is actually pretty damn creepy. I love that note. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gabby said something.
Yep.
Missy Pool, I could ride you at a... You can't use a quote. I'm sorry, Missy. No. No. Ugh, Robin. Robin ships Fobin. So I guess that would be Fabio and Robin? Okay. Beth Walensky says, you could really tell that Joss Eden wrote and directed this episode from the mirror scene to Dancing at the Bronze. They couldn't have a Faith episode without dancing.
Yeah.
Sarah did a fantastic job nailing Faith's mannerisms. I also love the Giles Buffy scene. It was a reversal of A New Man. Bonus points for the pack and band candy callbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last one. Philip Zimmerman. Looks like a screenshot from Ringer.
Yeah.
So I could have spaced out for a minute. Did we talk about how, what was the episode name where Willow got to play Vampire Willow?
Doppelgangland.
Doppelgangland. I thought this was so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Michelle Gellar have her moment like Willow did.
Yeah. I was surprised by how well she did. It was really awesome.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
Absolutely.
I mean, y'all just don't know what is to come of great performances from Sarah Michelle Gellar.
All right, don't spoil us now.
I will not spoil you, but I mean, This is just, you know, this is just the beginning.
Well, no, it's halfway point.
Okay.
Kind of technically, you know. We're almost at our 100th potential cast episode.
Ooh.
Wow. Coming up soon. Gonna be a big time celebration.
I better get my gown fitted for the special event.
Mine too.
Well, hey, they're calling for they want a commentary pretty soon coming up.
What? So. Who's this All they right. of which you speak of? Oh, yes, the wonderful people who nominated us for a Parsec Award. Thank you, listeners. Thank you.
All right. Episode. So, Faith is touched when Joyce suggests that they spend some time together. I think that's the beginning. That's when it starts. Willow, Tara is getting her feelings hurt because it's obvious that Willow is hiding her and doesn't want to tell the Scoobies about her.
Yes, and that's ridiculous.
Shameful.
But she said she wanted to keep her all to herself.
Not
and
cool.
I mean, I can understand, she's not ashamed of Tara. I can see why, you know, with the Scoobies, it's all about Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to have her own thing.
Mm-hmm. But if I were Tara, I'd feel terrible.
Yes.
And not just if awful Faith in Buffy's body made fun of my stutter, which made me so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's so mean.
Really mean.
Yeah. I felt, you know, and we all know that I'm not exactly a lover of Tara, but I felt so bad for her. It's like, I can see where she would feel like she was like a dirty little secret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I can kind of see Willow's whole point about it. Well, you know, well, everything's about that. And I would just, you know, want to keep you for myself or whatever. And that's all well and good, but you know,
it's actually very creepy, but yeah, go on.
Well, yeah, it's just frustrating. It was just absolutely frustrating, and I feel bad. And then towards the end of the episode, when finally, you know, Tara happened to be there and was getting introduced to people, I'm like, oh fuck, thank God, she's no longer going to be like hiding in the shadows, like, you know, because if I were her, I'd feel like you were ashamed of me. You know, she were ashamed of me, like she didn't want to be my friend or whatever, you know?
Yeah, Tara has got to stop being the Phantom of the Scoobies. Come out of the shadows.
Phantom of the Scoobies.
Stop being so awkward.
Mm-hmm. And then the Spike Buffy Faith scene.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was really hot.
He didn't know how to respond.
No, she got under his skin and got, he was so frustrated and mad.
I love the way I love how the chip hurts Spike when he pushes people aside on the way out.
That was very awesome. I was actually looking for that. Every time he does something quasi-violent, I'm like, does he react? Does he react?
I didn't even notice that.
It was like, he knew it was going to hurt, but he was so frustrated and aggravated that he did it anyway.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely right. It's exactly what happened there.
Okay, so they take Buffy to the hospital, and then they're going to take her to the police station to lock her up, and the special ops. I don't know why this cracks me up.
The Watchers Council isn't allowed to have a special ops division.
I don't know.
What do they do all day when bad slayers are not loose?
They probably work in the coal mines in Wales.
Yeah.
And they get their affairs in order and they're prepared to die.
Ooh, they're hardcore.
Okay, so they come after Faith because they want Faith. They don't care about Giles or Buffy because Giles and Buffy are no longer with the council. So, did we find out where Faith was going when she stole Buffy's passport?
Not sure.
Or she just went out of the country?
I don't think so.
I don't think they mentioned it.
No. She assumed Mexico? Is that right?
I was looking for a passport, didn't see it anywhere, so I was thinking maybe somewhere within the country.
I thought it was...
She found the passport.
Yeah, she came across Buffy's passport in her room, because that's what gave her that idea to flee.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Tara has never been to the Bronze.
Yeah, that's weird. She has to be a demon.
The coolest place on earth.
No, she has to be a demon.
Well, but are only kids that go to Sunnydale College UC Sunnydale from Sunnydale? I mean, this kid, she could be from somewhere else in California. She could be from like San Clemente or something.
And why did she go to Sunnydale University?
I don't know. A Wiccan scholarship. Maybe that's where she heard that of all of the schools in California, that's where the hottest chicks were. I'm assuming. Just assuming.
But it's funny that Tara realizes that Buffy's not Buffy.
Yeah.
And Faith realizes that Willow is... What?
Is not a lesbian?
Is not driving a stick. Or whatever.
Yeah, she sees it right away, I think.
Yeah.
And she teases Tara with Oz. And she's really mean to her.
Yeah.
Well, the way they were looking at each other with googly eyes.
Well, yeah, Tara was looking at Willow like she admired her a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's one way of putting it.
Googly eyes. Those are lovey-dovey googly eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the casting a spell. The astral project. What were they doing?
The very homoerotic scene.
Yeah. What was
the Stephanie, point of that? When one woman likes another woman, under the guise of paganism and Mother Earth like religions, they hold hands and arch their backs and breathe in unison. And have what we could describe as a metaphysical orgasm together.
But what was the purpose of that? What were they doing?
The word orgasm was mentioned at least once, Stephanie. They, I think, were trying to figure out where Buffy really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to the nether realms?
Yes.
The nether regions.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, the nether regions, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, nether realm.
Yes.
I think it was just to show the bond that they had and how they are just growing closer together and the trust that they have in each other. That's yes. a silly one's quote, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tara had to ground or be the constant for...
You know that's where Lindelof stole that from.
So that... But by doing whatever they were doing, so when she flopped back, is that when we're to assume that Willow figured out who was in whose body or where her soul or whatever was?
I don't know, but did you notice the look on Giles' face when Willow told them that they did some pretty powerful magic?
No.
Giles was definitely concerned.
Like, disappointed?
Like, concerned. I think he's worried.
Like, that Willow's doing something she shouldn't, mm-hmm. or that...
That Willow's doing magic with someone, and that she... And Willow's not ready.
Mm-hmm. So you have two newbie witches doing this crazy, powerful stuff.
I don't know. I think Tara knows exactly what she's doing with witchcraft, and I think she's... there to recruit Willow to be a demon of some kind. I think it's all a long con.
Yeah. So you think that she's secretly bad?
Well, yeah. Remember when they were trying to do that find the evil demon energy spell together stuff. And she threw that stuff away? And I think it was Gabby that theorized she threw it away because she didn't want Willow to see that she, in fact, was a demon too? Or a dark force?
Mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm.
Totally you have to listen to Gabby. She's very perceptive about lesbians.
No, it was she totally did it like she was hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you know, kind of like how Willow's hiding her as a friend. You know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, tit for tat.
Yeah. Or maybe she doesn't want to scare Willow away with how much power she has.
Or how much she loves her.
Or that. Well, that does make sense. I wouldn't be shocked if something like that were to happen at all.
Well, let's see. Okay, Buffy had to go rescue the girl from the vamp because Willow kind of pointed out that there was a vampire in the bronze. And the girl thanked her, and it got to Faith. It got to Faith that that she helped someone, and they were grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes to see Riley.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Is this where I should start playing the sexy music bed?
Oh.
Where's my Kenny G album?
How does he not know? Just because it's the same body, it is so obviously not the right person.
His penis is attached to his body.
It's because of the penis. Man,
he's a boy.
Yes.
Boy.
You stick a vagina in front of a penis, they do whatever.
Oh, no, and we found out that Riley is a Marine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I knew that. No, I didn't. I didn't even pick up on it.
He also say all the other Marines? So is everybody in the initiative a Marine?
I think so.
Sure. Huh.
Not Forrest, though. He's definitely a sailor, if you know what I mean.
That scene with Riley, because the thing is, Buffy has been a little bit kooky sometimes, so maybe he just played it up to her being a little bit doo-doo.
Like Buffy's getting into drugs.
Yeah, she's popping that PCP.
She got a high in the back of the bronze.
But you know when she was straddling him and then she said, "Oh, we should close the door," and he just picks her up. I was like, "Oh, that's really hot."
And she's so tiny and he's so big.
Yeah. That's pretty damn sexy right there.
But Riley. But Riley.
Did I just hear Kim go? Whoo!
Yeah, I did.
But she's fucking.
Sorry, Steph, go on.
I was just saying that Riley made love to her. And that's not the way she usually experiences sex.
Faith was all ready to rape Riley just like she did Xander. And yeah, it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, and he told her that he loved her.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out, too, because I forgot that she had just killed the vampire. And we all know that the vampire makes you hungry and horny. And then you want to rape Riley?
What I find hard to believe is that Riley gets to her. You know what I mean? That Riley making love to her got to her. Really? It's Riley. It's Mr. Kendall hair.
I honestly don't think she felt anything. It was just the fact that he said it to her. And I think part of her was upset because she didn't have that in her life. You know what I mean?
She didn't have a loving mother. She didn't have people thanking her. She didn't have a loving boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. She uses sex as a weapon.
Yeah.
It's not?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because not only is she confused and like, oh my god, why is this happening? I think she's also angry and jealous and everything at Buffy at the same time.
Yeah, because like in the last episode when she had Joyce, you know, in the house, she said, you know, Joyce, Buffy deserted us both. She left us. So she's very hurt with Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that happened to her before she went into a coma was Buffy stabbing her to save Angel. So I guess she has some issues with that.
You think?
I would.
Me too.
But what was funny, Buffy is still a terrible driver. You know, when she was in Faith's body and she was escaping in the big armored truck.
Hilarious.
I actually like that.
That was great. And then for some reason, some vampires hold some people hostage at a church. Because Adam said to. Something about Adam. And then, so Faith's at the airport about to leave, but she sees the news report, so she feels like she has to go help.
So how were they able to walk around in a church without feeling pain with the crosses everywhere?
I don't know. That Tony Robbins guy is very convincing.
In the middle of the day.
Well, maybe they came into the church through the sewers. And they can be around crucifixes, but the cross touching them hurts.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But when Angel was in... Never mind.
Different show, different rules.
Alright.
Oh, I can walk around in the sunlight, it's cool.
And see, this is what gets on my nerves, that that, you know, the vampire comes in here and says, you know, where's your god? Your god's not here, you know, saying that there is no god, but the crucifix hurts you.
Yeah.
You're kind of contradicting yourself.
Yeah. So were they feeding on the parishioners? Or were they just scaring them?
I don't know what their motivation was. Like the emailer said, whatever Adam said, it's just blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just zone out whenever he's on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
He has a weird voice. Very ADR voice. Oh, did you guys see the scene again? I'm such a like continuity freak.
I know what you're saying.
When they arrive in the truck and Willow comes out and she's saying something about something, but then you can clearly see Willow has standing there with her mouth shut, but then Willow's saying something like too funny. I was like, what is going on here? But anyway.
So, Kim, you learned about production in school.
Yes.
At university.
No, it was really tough because I can't watch TV with anyone in my family because they get upset because I'll point out, oh, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. So, yeah, it's annoying to myself, too.
Mm. I know what you mean. I'm like that, too, about things, because I love to hear about the behind the scenes and how things are made, that it takes you out of,
yes,
out of it, and you're not really able to enjoy it as much. And I'm sure actors and people that work in production, they can't be fans because they know it too well.
Yeah. Like, I remember when I went to see the Avengers, and because I knew that Robert Downey Jr. was only available for, like, I don't know, 7-8 days. And so they had to, like, rush all of his stuff.
Wow.
While he was available. And there were some scenes with the other actors where, like, their hair was a different color, if it was a little bit longer.
Yeah, there's like a scene. Isn't there a scene where Captain America is like turned with his back to the camera and he's got his like hand over his
That was
cheek.
The secret shawarma scene.
Because okay.
He had a full beard for another movie, because they filmed that just a couple weeks before the movie came out.
Okay, so Faith hates herself.
Yes, she does. And I'm like, oh, you finally understand what I'm talking about, Faith. Ugh.
Yeah, but she was beating herself up. I was like, oh, this is pretty deep.
Yeah. It was not meta world peace.
Pretty meta.
Yeah.
Meta world peace.
It was meta period. Yeah, that was something else. It was really quite weird. Yeah. Almost as weird as Riley was on his way to church. Because as you know, every grad student out there goes to church on a regular basis.
Yeah,
he is so Iowa. It's awesome.
He is, yes. So what happened at the end? What happened to Faith?
She went to LA to be a waitress.
How did they get swapped back?
Oh,
it just had
the ring on. No, Buffy had that special thing.
Willow and Tara conjured a Catra spell.
Yes.
Draconian Catra spell thingy.
Okay. Okay.
Willow put a ring on it, and then and then when they were fighting, they held hands, and then they switched again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did happen to Faith? Where did she go? What I swear I can't remember.
She was in the train.
Train.
I thought it was a bus.
It was a train, like a hobo.
Oh, you're right.
Oh.
Or like a member of the Impossible Mission Force.
I was like, okay, so is this the end of Faith? I hope so, but it won't be.
No,
I have a feeling she's going to be back again and again and again. I want to see a different Slayer, like a new Slayer. Because technically, didn't she kind of die? Faith?
No, she's the Slayer.
Damn it, I really want her dead. I really do. Sorry, Robin. Sorry, Kevin.
Faith is the Slayer.
So yeah. She's going to be back, obviously.
She's got to be back.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great. A great episode.
It was a great episode. I will.
I mean, after Lisa, Riley, Adam initiative episodes in season 4, this is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
If you take out Adam of the episode, I think it will be perfect.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's way better than the one before it.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to rate?
I think so. Ina, would you like to go first?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I only take away 1 point for Adam and his lame speeches. So I give this episode 9 out of 10 bottles of warm champagne.
Nice.
Well, I take away 0.5 point for Adam. So I give it 9.5. Out of 10 balls posters. Balls.
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 I really enjoyed this episode. I will give it 9 out of 10. I don't know. 9 out of 10 something or other.
Come back. What? Okay, we'll come back to you.
Wow.
Gabby?
All right.
Are you better prepared, Gabby?
I am better prepared. I do believe. Let's see. This episode was way better than the one before. I thoroughly enjoyed this one. I found myself laughing a few times. I was totally into everything that was going on at the Bronze. The only thing that took me out of this episode was damn Adam. And to the point where it made me forget stuff. Because his scenes were that awful to me. So I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 positively perfect pairs of pleather pants.
Awesome. Ooh. I am also prepared, and I'm going to give this episode a 9.5
Ooh.
Out of 10
Mm-hmm.
lesbo-erotic moments.
Man, I was just going to say 9 out of 10 lesbians, and then you went and stole that one from me.
Come on, Kim. 9 out of 10 what? Good. And you can't say fjords. Because Ina's here, and it would be offensive.
How can fjords be offensive?
I don't know. Ask the guy who designed them.
Oh, yeah.
What's a fjord?
Yeah. It's a thing in Norway.
It's a geographical trait. Feature. It's a geographical feature.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link.
Oh, it's like a crag.
Where the ocean goes into the land a bit. It's a crack in the mountains where the sea goes in quite a long way.
I've Wikipedia'd that before.
It's we have a lot of fjords in the western part of Norway.
Mm-hmm.
You can just Google fjord, I think.
They have lots of lovely crinkly bits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim?
Oh, what was it called? Shoot.
What? Astral projection?
Draknar? A Kathla? It was a Kathla. Is Kim still there? Oh, Kim's calling back. We lost Kim.
I wouldn't have gotten the Kathla.
No.
I'd forget.
I swear I didn't hang up.
Well, Kim?
9 out of 10 harlot.
Harlots.
Very good, yeah. Yay.
Awesome. Fantastic. That's what we thought. Tell us what you think. Call us 270-40-BUFFY. 270-40-BUFFY. Why? Because we love you. He sent us an email,
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on the Twitter sheet. That's twitter.com/potentialcast. The Facebook group is where it's at. Keep it spoiler free or else. That's facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. And if you go to potentialcast.com, you will find the show notes and direct download links and links to our previous seasons. That's right, folks. Ever wonder where seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Potential Cast have gone? By the wayside, no. We've archived them in this conveniently located spot at potentialcast.com where you can click on links and access the RSS feeds for those seasons. You can either download them individually, or I bet you could even find a way to put the RSS feed in your iTunes and download them all directly to your computer even. So, if you're interested in the previous seasons, feel free to go to potentialcast.com and figure it out. It will be easier than justifying why Adam is still on the show.
Yeah.
Yep. Quote time?
Oh, can I go first? Can I go first? Can I go first, please?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. We were going to light a bunch of candles and have sex near them.
Oh, that's
fine. Anya. I love her.
She is the most awesomest. And not just because she was Brandon's girlfriend.
Okay, I'll be surprised if we don't all have the same one. Okay, go, Ina.
Should I go?
Yes,
go
please.
Go ahead.
Okay, but I think this is the one you're talking about, Steph. I could ride you at a gallop until your legs buckled and your eyes rolled up. I've got muscles you never even dreamed of. I could squeeze you until you popped like warm champagne, and you'd beg me to hurt you just a little bit more. And you know why I don't? Because it's wrong.
Very nice.
Low clap. Nice.
All right.
I think this is from this episode.
Oh, no.
We're dumb.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Previous one.
What's it from
previous
this episode?
One. Yeah.
Damn it.
Here, I'll go.
Oh my god.
The cat opened the door. I'm sorry.
Oh, when I had a psychic power, I heard my mother think that you were like a stevedore during sex. Do you want me to continue? Actually, I beg you to stop. What's a stevedore?
You can't do that because it's wrong.
I liked the other one better. The one, you can't do that because it's naughty.
She's not your friend. I may have overestimated the you liking her factor. Kim, go. You gotta go.
Oh. What did she say?
How about,
you know, yours?
Oh, yeah, I like that. That was sweet.
Awesome.
I like, because I'm a stuck-up tight ass with no sense of fun.
Yeah, well, that covers a lot of it.
Or there's always the good old hyena possession is unpleasant.
Doors open. So my fantasies don't tend to include a bunch of Marines staring at me. Well, maybe they could learn something. Yeah.
Riley.
I have one more.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We have to get inside. Our families are in there. Our mothers and the tiny, tiny babies.
Thank you for remembering that one. I forgot it.
That was great. And his arms were like flailing. So,
our families and our mothers and tiny, tiny babies. Oh, thank you. I totally forgot.
And then Lila was speaking with her mouth closed.
Yes, she was.
Good episode, guys.
A good episode indeed.
Good rebound after the other one. Good rebound.
Ina, thank you for joining us. We truly appreciate you staying up to this ungodly hour, but it must still be light out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's light outside now. It was dark when we started.
It's just but now it was... becoming light. I see.
Thank you for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on to our show and being a wonderful guest.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it. I hope I can come on some later episode.
Yes, well, we'll definitely keep you in mind if ever anything opens up. I don't know if we're totally booked or not. Are we totally booked still?
We're booked, but
Has anyone died yet, Steph?
No, there's been, like, people that I can't get in touch with. Or, you know, Heidi really wanted to do these episodes, but she had a lot of commitments this week. So, you know, stuff comes up.
It does. Mm-hmm. Ina, do you do any podcasting of your own?
I don't. No. I have been on one podcast before, and that was with Steph and Des.
Lovely. For,
yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
So you know, we should do a Norwegian podcast.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should.
Awesome. All right. Steph, what's on the slate for next time?
Next time is Superstar.
Mary Catherine Gallagher?
Yes.
Awesome. I
love that movie.
That is the best movie ever. I saw that in the theaters, I'm not ashamed to say. All right. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good night, Ina.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Here's one just for Tara and Willow.
Oh, no.
This is a sort of not strictly folk music. It's more of a folk and bee.
Folk and bee jam.
Right, okay. Right.
Flight of business time.
Flight the Conchords.
Oh, my God. business time.
Oh, yeah. Tonight we're going to make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, huh? So you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team-building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better. I take off my trousers and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks. And you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
You know, when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time. They're business socks.
It's business. It's business time.
Ooh, yeah. Making love. Making love for... Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. That's right. Almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over.
It's business. It's business time.
I missed that show.
That was a great, great, great show.
Season one was great.
Season two wasn't that bad. Season two featured a lot more Eugene Merman, and I love him. He is hilarious. Buy his comedy albums. I have to go. Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Bye. 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 Bye.
Out in the rain, and I am listening to the low moan of the dial tone again, and I
Let me tell you, shawarma is not good.
It is delicious. You have not had good shawarma. You are having Alabama shawarma.
Yeah. It's not good.
You need to come to a cosmopolitan area and have shawarma made by real shawarmites.
What is the shawarma?
Shawarma is a Lebanese, but other Middle Eastern countries also serve it. It's lamb or beef or chicken cooked a certain way, marinated, and it's usually served with hummus. And potatoes or rice are in a pita, and it's delicious. It's yummy.
It's really good.
It's kind of like a gyro.
Oh, it's nothing like it. It's much better.
Okay.
Much, much better.
Oh.
Do you know doner?
No.
Do you know...
I always called it doner.
Do you know souvlaki?
Oh, yeah, I know souvlaki.
Okay, so imagine souvlaki, but remove the tzatziki, which is the best part. And replace the meat with meat that's been slow roasted, spinning, and sliced very thinly. And put like, hummus. Hummus, which is good.
It's like preserved with a lot delicious. Of salt.
Yes.
It's really good.
Which is why I shouldn't have any more, but I still do every once in a while.
Do you say shawarma or shawarma?
Me?
Yeah.
I say shawarma.
I say shawarma.
Because everyone I speak to while I'm ordering it is French speaking. So I say shawarma, s'il vous plaît.
Okay.
Shawarma au bœuf. The beef shawarma, please. All it's right. Yummy, yummy, yummy when it's done properly. And then you have to have the tabbouleh with it.
Yes.
Ooh. Tabbouleh is wonderful. Have you had parsley salad, Steph?
No.
Tabbouleh is fantastic.
Okay.
Just don't eat it before you have any important meetings because you're obviously going to have parsley in your teeth.
Okay. Thought she was going to say gas.
No. Just don't order onions.
Much later.
All right. 55 minutes. We got to press forward.